anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us in pet stores, but you can also find it at Walmart.com. Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed, the greenest grass you'll ever grow, and you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at pearlspremium.com. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. You can check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. We have a special guest joining us. Her name is Kathy Callahan. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
If I were your pup, if we were best friends...
And once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. That is the number to call if you've got a question about your pets. And we'll talk to you about that then. We had a little poof with the music there. But I want to welcome on to the program right now Kathy Callahan. She's the author of Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog, How to Go Beyond Training and Raise Your Best Friend. Author of 101 Rescue Puppies. Kathy, welcome to Talkin' Pets.
Hi, John. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, nice to have you on as well. We had you all set up with music at the opening, but I don't know what happened.
Technical difficulties.
Yes. Well, I want to introduce you to Jasmine and Devin in the studio.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
And, of course, all of America out there. But I want to find out. I want to find out about your book. Now, this is not your first book, obviously. 101 Rescue Puppies you've had as well. But how many books overall have you written?
So I have written those two books. I also write for Whole Dog Journal on training and behavior. The first book, 101 Rescue Puppies, was about my... Our family has fostered over 200 rescue puppies. We take in the moms who land in a shelter, for example, and we bring them in, and sometimes they have their puppies right here in our house, and we nurture them and get them all ready for adoption and send them off. So the first book is about that. The second book, the recent one, is I'm also a dog trainer, and so this one is about how to start off with your puppy. What I have learned is after working with all those adopters and all those clients of mine is that puppyhood is really hard, and a whole lot of folks feel that it's a little bit more than they bargained for
it's like having a puppy
in the house. It's much more difficult than our society would have you believe. You know, everyone has this fantasy about getting a puppy. And the truth is, if you are not prepared, it's really challenging, and it can create a whole lot of stress in your life. So I wrote the book to basically to talk everybody off the cliff and try to get things to feel the way it's supposed to feel. I kind of want to bring the joy back into puppyhood because, honestly, if you ask me, this is mostly a mindset game. Once you get the right mindset going for yourself, everything else starts to fall into place. And that's why I titled the book, Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog, because this is what I tell my clients to wrap their mind around, is I want them to think about this puppy as a baby they kidnapped from another planet. Because when you think about it, of course, you've been thinking about getting your puppy for a long time. You can't wait. You're eager for that day. But from the puppy's point of view, and I know this because I see litters in my household, I know what happens from day one on, those 8 weeks before they get to you are huge. They're having a great time. They are with their tribe doing everything that comes naturally to them. They are chewing and digging and wrestling and biting and barking and doing all the stuff that feels great when you're a dog. And they've always got a friend. They're never alone. And then one day, a human swoops in and takes them home. And it is, I know it's a little bit of a heartbreak when you think about it that way, but the reason I'm dragging you through that thought is because the empathy that thought creates, if you sit with it for a second, is going to fuel wonderful training for you. Because once you are thinking about, wait a minute, why is he crying in the crate? Why doesn't he want to go on this walk? Why is he peeing on the floor? Rather than just being mad, if you think about why this little kidnapped baby is doing this stuff, you're going to have solutions that actually get you where you want to be a lot faster than, you know, some of the old traditional training that we all learned a long time ago.
You definitely got something in common with Jasmine, because Jasmine's the dog trainer here in Tampa Bay. She's she's listening and nodding her head on everything you're saying. So
because I'm constantly telling clients, you know, they're like, "Oh, this is the worst puppy I've ever had." I'm like, "Well, you know, it's a puppy, and you have to keep in mind that they don't understand that the things that they are doing are inappropriate in your eyes, because they're just being a dog. They're being a puppy."
100%. I mean, 100%. That's just
we have to meet them in the middle at some point. We have to compromise. Like,
absolutely. That's just beautiful. That's exactly right. Is that, and once you kind of realize that, it gets a lot easier. You're not so mad all the time once you realize, oh, wait, hang on a sec. This is really hard for them. All the things we're asking them to do are actually pretty hard for them. And so if you step back a little bit and take them things from their point of view, for example, instead of tossing them in a crate that first day and expecting them to be fine, isolated all by themselves, keep them company. Give them something to do in there. Give them something long-lasting to chew. Don't close the door at first. Just have the crate there and have it be the coziest spot in the room, and you sit nearby, throw some treats in there. Give him a second to catch up with what we've just done in pulling him out of his own family and trying to help him make sense of ours. We just need to give him a little time and a little understanding there.
Kathy, you don't really talk about too many tips for discipline in the book, if at all. Is there a reason for that? Is it basically based on what you were just talking about with Jasmine and kind of meeting halfway?
That's exactly right. So here's the actual truth, and this may make all of you turn off the radio and think she's crazy. I never say no, because when my puppy is doing something that I don't want them to do, I realize I've set this up wrong. It's my job to set this up so that the puppy makes good choices instead of bad choices. And so when clients come to me and say, "Oh, he just doesn't understand the word no," my answer is that if you're reaching for the word no so often, then we've set up the environment wrong. We haven't set him up for success. For example, if you are finding that he's chewing everything, he's getting it, he's chewing the books that are on the table, he's chewing the remote control, he's, you know, destroying things. So that might mean he's got too much freedom and too much access, and that might mean that you need to set up a puppy apartment for him, which means a smaller section of your home. That can be a huge part of success for you, is if you, maybe it's just the kitchen at first. Maybe it expands to being the kitchen and the family room. But you use, and you can use all sorts of things. There are great products out there, gates and X-Pens and stuff like that, that you can easily pop up for a while. Don't worry. Yes, your house isn't going to be as pretty, but it's just for a short period of time. But if you make it a smaller area, then do the work of puppy-proofing and taking away, make it so that he can't make mistakes. He doesn't
unavailable.
Exactly.
Kathy, hold on to that thought, because we got to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Kathy Callahan. She's the author of Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog. We're going to give a copy of the book away to the third caller that calls into Sydney right now at the network. And call it 818-818-6401, and the book is yours. Again, that's 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
Don't forget, you can watch us, and if you've got a question, you can do so on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Of course, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitagraph. They add to its signature snack for cats with lickin' lamb. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
The Kaanapali Beach Resort Association is reopening and is welcoming guests. While some properties are opening sooner than others, all properties are taking reservations and we look forward to your return. Go to KaanapaliResort.com for all the latest and up-to-date information on what's happening at Kaanapali Beach. That's Kaanapali Beach on the west side of Maui. There's so much to do. With a short drive from Maui Airport, we're on the tropical side of Maui and offer breathtaking scenery, an incredible array of delectable dining, and activity choices to meet your needs. We invite you to visit Kaanapali Beach Resort, but please be sensitive to the devastation that our beloved Westside community has suffered. Lahaina is closed and will be for some time. Come to our open areas and support us as we adapt to a new way of life without our beloved Lahaina. Come visit the west side of Maui, Kaanapali Beach. Visit us online at kaanapaliresort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Puppy love, the puppy love, they And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog, How to Go Beyond Training and Raise Your Best Friend by Kathy Callahan. Kathy, I would imagine you can find it in bookstores and you can find it online, correct?
Yep. Any place you like to buy your books, you should be able to find it.
So I got to ask you, from your book, so what is the biggest misconception people have before they bring a puppy home?
I think people dramatically underestimate how difficult it is to be a puppy coming into our world with our expectations. And they also dramatically underestimate truly how much time and effort it's going to take from them to do this. And so one of the best things, beyond having empathy for the fact that, hang on, this puppy, we're going to need to understand this is hard for this puppy, and he's feeling a little sad about being stuck here for right now. You also have to really get yourself prepared that this is a short time that you're going to have to reshuffle your priorities. And the happiest puppy people I know are the people who truly understand, okay, I'm going to dive in. Puppyhood is mainly what I'm going to be doing for the next 3 months, 6 months, maybe even 9 months, where I'm going to prioritize raising this puppy right. And that does mean you're going to let go of some other things. You're not going to be able to go out as much. You're not going to be able to vacation as much. You're not going to be able to leave the home for long, long, long stretches anymore. But the people who decide, okay, I get it, it's a short term, I'm going to do that, and throw themselves into puppyhood, often find that, in fact, all of that ends up making for kind of a happier life. It's yes. Kind of like what happened, I think, to a lot of people during the pandemic is, obviously, tragic things happen, but sometimes you also refocused a little bit, drew your circle a little smaller, and realized that ended up being pretty rewarding. And that's sometimes what happens with puppyhood is you start spending more, you say no to some meaningless things outside the home, and you hang out at home bonding with that puppy, spending more time outside, exercising, bonding with this puppy, teaching the puppy all sorts of things, being excited about the journey you're on together, and it ends up being pretty darn rewarding, and you never do go back to all those things that were taking you out of the home so much. So,
well, the first book actually went out to Jackie in Spokane, Washington, so congratulations, Jackie. You'll be getting a copy of Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog by Kathy Callahan, who we're speaking with right now, and we'll do another one. The second caller that calls in right now to Sydney, you'll also get a copy of the book Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog by Kathy Callahan. You can find it in bookstores. You can also find it online. So what would you say, Kathy, are the biggest challenges out there of puppy ownership, especially in the first week?
So first week, I think often folks are, people will call me and kind of whispering, I think we made a mistake. And it's generally because of tinkle in teeth. So I name it tinkle in teeth. So it's the mouthiness and it's the potty training that has people tossing and turning those first few weeks, because that seems to be, every time you turn around, there's another accident on the floor, and the kids who were begging and begging for a puppy are now sobbing and saying, I don't like her, she's biting me. So I love to come in and help with tinkle and teeth, because those are actually really not that difficult to solve. And so, for example, for the mouthiness, it is very normal for a little puppy with those very sharp teeth to be biting you. They're biting all over your arm and all over your legs and your pants, and you feel like you can barely go into the room. That is normal, and the reason is because puppies engage with the world with their mouths. That's what they've got, and that's how they engage with things. So the key is to anticipate that. This puppy, especially when you wake up in the morning, that puppy is going to be so excited to see you, is going to want to engage with you just the way he would with a litter mate. And so you walk in, and if you just come in and you yell no, 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 and walk away, and you're mad at him, or you do all the things that in the bad old days they used to tell you to do that would, hold his mouth shut and things like that, all you're doing is basically breaking the heart of this little puppy. You're all he's got. He's just trying to engage. So it's our job to teach him how to engage. The easiest thing to do, the quickest, the step one is to play Find It. So you walk in, and first of all, you want to have a little bit of management set up, like a nice gate or an X-pen, so that your puppy can't come at you like a missile whenever he wants to. You want to have a little bit of management there, a little bit of gate, especially if you have little kids around. Walk up to that gate, and you're going to take little bits of kibble, just as regular food, throw it on the floor, throw one on the floor kind of near his mouth so he can really find it, and say, "Find it." And he's going to go, and he's going to get it, and then he's going to look back up at you, and you say, "Yes," and then you say, "Find it," and you do another one. Next time he looks up at you, you can ask for a little sit, and then a find it, and then a sit, and a find it. As you're doing that, he's happy because he is engaged with you. What he wanted was a way to engage with you. And a puppy who is playing find it, that muzzle is on the floor. That little mouth is directed to the floor sniffing. That means it's not on your arm or your leg. Those four paws are running to get the treat. They're not jumping up on you. Find it is this magic little game that anyone can play. A toddler can play it. So that's one of the first things you teach is for that first week is have kids or anyone who doesn't want to have those teeth coming out, teach him to play Find It, because Find It will immediately engage that pup, make that pup happy with you, but keep the mouth and paws where you want them. Then you have a chance to, it buys you a little bit of time. You have a second to regroup and ask for a sit or a touch, and you can start teaching those things. But it starts with a little Find It on the ground, because you can do that. But you don't have to know anything. The puppy doesn't have to know anything. Everybody, the whole team can play Find It that first week. Anyway, it's tips like that that just to kind of get you through those frustration moments can really be a game changer for the household stress if you have something like that to play right in the beginning before you've really taught anything, before you guys even really have a bond with each other.
Before we go out to another break, I want to ask you a quick note. In the beginning, you had mentioned, which the standard time is when you adopt a puppy or whatever and you bring them home, you had said 8 weeks. But do you recommend actually leaving the puppy with the mother a little bit longer if possible?
So this is totally situation dependent. There isn't a blanket rule for what is the very best time for every single puppy in the world. It can vary a little bit according to breed, when the pups are really at the prime time to leave their litter mates and their mom. The mom herself can really make a difference. Some moms are really kind of done with the puppies by 6 weeks. Other moms would love to have them stay forever. It can also depend on where these puppies are. Like, what is this breeder like, and or is it a rescue situation like what I do? I take in litters and have them at my house, and quite honestly, if you've got a litter of 8 puppies and they start to get past 8 weeks old, you better have a terrific property and a ton of time, because at that stage they start getting bigger and they really can benefit from a lot of individual attention. So once puppies get to be like 7 and 8 weeks, I'm taking them by themselves on little field trips around the house so that they don't get used to always having every single litter mate around them. I want to prepare them for what's going to come next.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back. We got to take a little break. We'll come back with Kathy Callahan.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
The Wildlife Conservation Society has released new details about what is being done with the remains of Flaco, the beloved Eurasian eagle owl who escaped the Central Park Zoo in 2023. Flaco died back in February after he collided with a building. According to the WCS, Flaco's wings were sent to the American Museum of Natural History, along with tissue samples. The Society says they will become part of the museum's scientific collection and will not be on public view. The WCS says the museum's collections are used by scientists and artists. The rest of Flaco's remains have been archived at the Bronx Zoo's Wildlife Health Center. Flaco escaped from his zoo exhibit on February 2, 2023, after someone cut the steel mesh of his enclosure. The 13-year-old owl eluded all attempts to capture him and spent a year flying free around Manhattan. But in late February, Flaco was found unresponsive after apparently colliding with a building on West 89th Street. The WCS said postmortem testing found that in addition to suffering traumatic injuries from the collision, Flaco had four kinds of rat poison in his system and had contracted a severe case of pigeon herpivirus from eating feral pigeons. Now, these factors would have been debilitating and ultimately fatal, even without a traumatic injury, like flying into a building. Since Flaco's death, New York City Council members have introduced three bills known as Flaco Laws, which propose using rat contraception instead of poison to control the city's rat population and installing new lighting and windows with markers to reduce bird collisions with buildings. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm John Patch. And don't forget, right now we're speaking with Kathy Callahan. This is Talkin' Pets.
High in the trees lives a bird who's full of mystery. It's the eagle owl, wise and grand. With fun facts, let me lend a hand. Oh, wise owl, flying high, with big eyes, searching the sky, soaring through the night. Oh, so free, teaching us things about owls.
Going on a puppy walk, going on a puppy walk. Gotta put my little harness on, 'cause we're going on a puppy walk. Cruising all around the block, when I see another dog, I give a little friendly bark. When I'm going on a puppy walk, there's no time to stop and talk. Oh no, oh no, oh no, 'cause I'm on a puppy walk.
On a puppy walk.
Going on a puppy walk, going on a puppy walk. Cruising all around the block, going.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And by the way, we are giving away a copy of the book by Kathy Callahan. It's called Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog. And a copy is yours if you call right now. The number is 818-818-6401. So, Kathy, also, I had a couple more questions. What do you think actually is the most underrated puppy tip when people bring their pup home?
So I would say that one of the things that people forget to do is to use food to teach things. You know, they don't speak the same language as we do, but, you know, food is a universal language. And so one of the things that I ask folks to do is remember that while it's in your head that your puppy needs 3 bowls of food a day, you might be better served by measuring out how much food your puppy should get for the whole day, then using it throughout the day to teach all sorts of good stuff. And this is what I mean by setting up a world of yeses for your dog. You want to be ready. You want to have a reward ready all the time to help your puppy learn to act the way you hope the puppy does act. So don't forget, when the puppy settles nicely by your feet and isn't chewing your shoe and isn't jumping up and counter serving, that's a great time to say, good girl, and give her a little piece of kibble. It also, you can take food on your walks. You can have, I really do recommend that you always have a treat pouch with you on your walks, because new puppies naturally are going to be pulling all over the place, because it's not at all natural for a puppy to just walk in a straight line ahead. That's not what canines do instead. But we do want to teach them that, because that's what we want those walks to look like. So we want to let them have a little bit of sniffing, but then help them feel like it's a great thing to just walk at our side. And the way you get started with that is with food. So I will toss a little piece of food in ahead of my pup and say, find it. And then I'll ask for a little sit, and then a find it, and a sit, and a find it, and a sit. And what that does is it keeps my puppy right in the sweet spot at my left side, so that the pattern gets established. That's what a walk looks like, is we hang out together. If I don't bring food, then that's just going to be a big wrestle. We're just going to be pulling each other the whole time, and that's not the dynamic I want to set up. So I want to use my voice and my bond and my friendship and my treats to get behavior going in the right way. The other way that I use food throughout the day is for crate training. Most people, not everybody, but a whole lot of people would like to get their puppy used to a crate. And if not a crate, some sort of confinement, because it's not safe to let your puppy have the whole house when you're gone. And one of the things we have to do is help them feel okay when they're alone. It is very unusual for a puppy to be alone. They're scared about that. When they first come to you, they're used to every single nap they've had has been snuggled with all their brothers and sisters, and their mom's been right nearby. So if you can use food, remember, not using those 3 bowls all day, but instead, there's a different way to use the food. Take that food and stick it in a Kong or a Topple, T-O-P-P-L. I love those things because you can, I'm not advertising for them. I just love them. I take the kibble, and I will moisten it up a little bit, and I'll add a little bit of plain yogurt, not sugary, just plain. Might put a little bit of peanut butter on top, and I create, that's breakfast or lunch or dinner, and I'll go ahead and put that in the crate, sit right next to the crate, and put it in there with the puppy. And the puppy goes in there, and I'm not going to quickly shut that door. I'm just going to sit right next to him, and hopefully he'll be so interested in that topple and his breakfast, he'll be like, wow, this is great. He's going to relax into enjoying that crate. And now it'll take him a while to eat that. It only takes 20 seconds to snarf down a bowl of food, but a topple, especially when you freeze it, if you freeze it, it's going to take 20 minutes. So if you pop your puppy in that crate, sit nearby so he doesn't get scared, and he knows you're right there, give him something good to do that's going to last a while, then you've got 20 minutes of him having a really great time in the crate with the door shut. Now you've formed a positive association between the crate and the door shut and him being in there. And now you're on your way to eventually being able to step away and go away and have him not cry, but in fact feel just fine about that, because he's already had those positive experiences.
So what's the most important thing, actually, that you would say to teach a puppy?
So, you know, the old-fashioned list of things, that the immediate answer to that is the old-fashioned trainers will say, well, sit, stay, down, calm, heel. And while I absolutely do teach all of those things, the first thing I'm going to teach is that I am this puppy's rock and that this puppy can trust me completely. Because once you get trust going, everything else falls into place. If instead you are training with fear, the way, frankly, I was taught long, long ago when I took my first puppy, I was in seventh grade, took my first puppy to dog training. That was a very, I was supposed to be big and authoritative, and I was supposed to snap the leash, and I was supposed to yell no, and I was supposed to be basically using fear and intimidation to get my puppy to do stuff that I wanted. It didn't feel right to me as a seventh grader, and science has now proven that that really doesn't work, and that what really does work in the long run, sure, you're going to get some behavior, but it's you're going to see other things happen. It's kind of whack-a-mole. You might get the behavior you were looking at right in the moment because the puppy's scared of you, but what's going to happen in the long run if you're using fear and intimidation is other things are going to happen. Your dog isn't going to feel secure in the world. Your dog is going to end up with anxiety and reactivity and all those things that will later send you to, you know, a veterinary behaviorist. You're going to spend a bunch of money and say, why is my dog so upset?
Right.
And it's primarily because one of the reasons can be that he doesn't feel truly safe with you, and you haven't established the world as a safe, good place for him. Anyway, so lesson number one is for you to be consistent and kind, for you to anticipate what the day is going to be like so that you aren't shocked by chewed things and mad and there's another pee and now I'm mad and I'm going to raise my voice. All of that behavior makes your puppy think, whoa, this person is unpredictable. I can't really trust what's going to happen here. That's the opposite of what you want to do. You want your puppy to settle in, understand this is how the world works. Okay, everything's going to be fine. If my mom or my dad's taking me to this place, it must be okay. And that's another thing is that when you do take your puppy out and about, in order to do that number one lesson of making sure your puppy feels safe with you, means that when you do take your puppy out and about, you don't force them into situations that the puppy isn't ready for. Mm-hmm. And that you're always looking at that puppy's body language. Is this puppy okay with this situation? Just for example, a first walk. You're going for a walk out and you might encounter somebody out there. If your puppy's on his four legs and he's walking toward the person, he's wagging, awesome. He's saying he'd like to say hi. But often people will make the mistake of, say, they got a new puppy, and that Saturday they're going to take the puppy to the soccer game, their kid's soccer game. And then all the kids come out and they surround the puppy, and they're all touching, squealing, picking the puppy up, handing him around. Oh, that is terrifying, be terrifying. Every now and then there's a puppy who can roll with that. But the point is, your puppy didn't have a choice. Your puppy needs to choose this stuff, and you need to set up the world so that your puppy has a chance to choose it and isn't overwhelmed by things. And if you do that right, your puppy will be braver about going into situations because your puppy trusts that you will listen when the puppy needs to back up and get a little bit more distance. If instead you feel like, he was scared of that truck. We need to go closer to that truck. Let's go closer to the road.
Right, let's conquer this fear.
Yeah, I mean, it just, when your puppy, so much of what dogs do, grown-up dogs do too, that upsets us is because they're feeling fearful. And strangely, the human response to that is to do stuff that makes them more scared. We yell at them, we shock them, we use a prong collar, we do all this mean stuff that is just making them more afraid instead of less. And that's just fundamentally flawed. And it just doesn't work. It might work in the moment, but again, you're creating long-term issues. So anyway, the number one lesson is be your doggy's safe space. Make sure that he can feel safe and comfortable around you.
Kathy Callahan, author of Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog, available in bookstores and online. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Pets. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you,
Kathy. You so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. Bye, Jasmine. It was nice to chat with you.
Nice to chat with you, too.
Bye, Kathy.
Bye, guys.
That's Kathy Callahan, author of Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog. We have another book available for you if you want to give us a call. You'll speak with Sydney at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call and a copy of Kathy Callahan's book, Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog, is yours. This is Talkin' Pets.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare.
You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Thank you.
Texas kitty named Porridge has already proven himself to be quite the survivor. And now, as he recovers from serious injuries, the cat is looking for a home to live out the rest of his days as a star. Porridge is around 4 years old and loves to be the center of attention. Madison Oler, founder of Wonky Whiskers Rescue in Texas, told Fox News Digital. Wonky Whiskers Rescue is a Central Texas-based nonprofit that focuses on rescuing cats with serious injuries, disabilities, and illnesses. Porridge came to Wonky Whiskers Rescue after he was hit by a car, Oler said. As a result, he had to have one leg removed, is blind in one eye, and had to have a wire put in his jaw to help him recover. He has the cutest little lopsided snaggletooth grin, and his tongue often hangs out, she said. Despite the seriousness of his injuries, Porridge has proven himself to be quite the resilient little cat, the rescue said. Porridge loves to climb and is full of amusing antics, said Oler. He's frequently found lounging on high-up shelves, staring down at you, waiting for pets. That's right. Despite only having three legs, Porridge is an extremely adept climber, she indicated. He likes to sneak into the closet and make his way up to the very highest shelf, she said. Porridge is very quirky. And he may have a bit of an attitude with other animals, but prefers younger, submissive cats to hang out with. He doesn't mind laid-back cats that respect his space and politely coexist with him. He demands human attention and snuggles. Porridge prefers not to share his human with too many other animals. He's the star of the show, obviously. Porridge will be available for adoption in about 2 weeks. When his jaw is healed and wire is removed, anyone interested in bringing an orange Porridge into their home or any of Wonky Whiskers Rescue's other adoptable cats can contact Wonky Whiskers Rescue through its website or social media page. The nonprofit group is located in Hewitt, Texas. For this story and more, visit TalkinPets.com and join our Facebook family. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Hi, this is Kevin Neal, and you're listening to John Patch and Talking Pets. I hope you're listening to it.
This is Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Devin Leach.
So you missed the whole, I was demonstrating the cat with the tongue out during your story.
Oh, like, well, yeah, I was reading. I couldn't see you. But the cat not liking to share its human sounds familiar.
If only we knew a cat like that.
Yeah, right? I wonder who that could be. Shadow is obsessed with me. So, but I love her. You know, we've got that special bond.
She's a sweetie.
She's
pie.
Ignoring me right now because yeah, I pushed her down.
Yeah, you get her. You get her butt.
Uh-huh. She'll do that too.
So dramatic.
She is. She's a little diva. There's no doubt about that. But I want to hear you say that. That company name, that shelter name again 3 times in a row.
Wonky Whiskers Rescue?
Yeah, that's
it is
a tongue twister.
It is.
So, but, you know, if somebody can adopt a dog, please do. We do have another book available from Kathy Callahan, Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog. So if somebody wants to call and say, you're the fifth caller and you speak with Sydney, we'll send you a copy of the book. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and dial the number, and you can get a copy of the book, Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog by Kathy Callahan. You know, one of the things out there in the news I wanted to put out was there's a lot going on with the heat and the temperatures. And not a good thing to have your dogs out there, even cats. I mean, any kind of animals out in the sun, and make sure they have fresh water.
Definitely not leave them out in a yard or on a tie-out.
Yeah, I've got some stray cats, basically, in my neighborhood, and I do feed them. Yeah, slap me, please. but I went out there before the show and gave them fresh water and everything, too. So, because it's so darn hot.
You need to put one of those outdoor fans out there just to create
some. Oh, why don't I just move them inside the house?
And get a cooling mat bed for them.
Yeah. My neighbors actually have, two of us, me and my neighbors next door. They've got this little bed and this little house for them and everything next door. But we both feed them, so...
Yeah, so they're just back and forth.
Yeah.
At least it keeps them on this side of the street.
Yeah, because, you know, that's the bad part about having cats outdoors that are stray cats and everything, is that that's one of the biggest things, is they get run over by cars. Yeah,
your road's dangerous.
Yeah, it's like out of that pet cemetery, you know? Don't want to have anybody wandering on this road any time during the day.
Right.
It's kind of that way. But and people just don't care anymore either. I mean, I swear when a squirrel runs across the road, people like just rather than trying to avoid it, they just run it right over.
Yeah, that kills me. I was so upset with somebody because my daughter was in the car. We were going somewhere. This turtle was crossing the street and this truck swerved to hit it on purpose. And it was in front of me. So it flew, the turtle spun in the air and flew into my tire, and I ran it over too. I was crying because I'm a baby.
No, I get you. I get upset when I run an animal over.
It was a big turtle. Like, it was like this big.
I always honk my horn in my driveway when I'm leaving, and I start pulling out very slow, making sure that there's no cats in my car or underneath my car.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's strays in the neighborhood. So, because, you know, if they want to stay cool, they're probably going to be underneath your car where it's shady and all.
Yeah,
so,
your driveway gets pretty hot, though. They're probably not hanging out
underneath. Not underneath the car, though, you know, because it's shaded.
Yeah.
So,
but
you're right about
bricks. They seem pretty smart, though. They seem pretty smart. They seem to stay away from cars.
As they've gotten older, they are. You know, younger, when they're kittens and all, not so much. Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
And I'm Devin Leach.
Spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you're looking to adopt a pet, please go to your shelter or rescue and get one there. From all of us here, we say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, you can check out Kathy Callahan's book, Welcoming Your Puppy from Planet Dog, and bookstores are online. But if you want a copy, call us right now, 818-818-6401, and the book is yours. Stay here.
I know who I want to take me home. The opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.
The radio channels, CRN. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine the Dog Trainer,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. It's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. And you can find it at Vitacraft.us, in pet stores, but... you can order it at Walmart.com. Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed. It is the greenest grass you will ever grow. And it will stay green all year long no matter where you live. And you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at pearlspremium.com. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talkin'. And we want to hear from you. This is... Talking Pets.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear, and we haven't a bus. But smiles were made, dear, for people like us. In the winter, in the summer, don't we have fun? Times are bum and getting bummer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
And I'm Devin Leach.
So that music actually was from one of the movies that I got to screen this week. And by the way, gang, if you are going to the movies this week, the top five movies as of last weekend were...
But he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this swamp of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always make it to my seat, roof time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit. But somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to
So if you're going to the movies, gang, your top five movies as of last week. Now this is kind of interesting. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, made $37 million last week, domestically. But the Garfield movie made $36 million last week. So, the cat almost trounced on Furiosa, which I think is interesting, because those are low numbers, especially for a movie that stars Chris Hemsworth and is an action-packed film that I personally thought was... I didn't get to screen Garfield, but I heard good things about it. I didn't even get to screen If, and I wanted to screen that. That made $68 million in 2 weeks. That's pretty good. And then number four, one of my favorite movies of the year so far, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, made $130 million in 3 weeks. Now that's a good take, and it's still doing well. Number five, The Fall Guy, which has fallen. It's number five at $76 million in 4 weeks. But I got to actually review a film this week, and it was called Young Woman and the Sea. And I will tell you, I fell in love with this movie. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was going to be like the film where... Annette Bening swims across from Cuba to Florida, or actually from Florida to Cuba. And nope, this is the English Channel. It's put out by Disney, Walt Disney Pictures and Paramount Pictures, and it's called Young Woman in the Sea. I gave it 3.5 out of 4, and I wanted to really give it 4 out of 4, but just tiny little things kind of threw me off in a couple places. But, fraction. The movie itself is inspiring. It's the movie that you really need to go see with your family. It's the movie that it just puts you on a higher plane. It's just done so well. And it's takes place in the early 1900s, and where this girl grows up and wants to swim the English Channel and be the first woman to complete it. So, but it's just a great movie. So I recommend it. Go see it. Young Woman and the Sea. So, and you can read my movie reviews at talkinpets.com, TALKINPETS.com, and click on movie reviews, and it will take you right to it. And I highly recommend checking it out. So, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney. So make sure you say hi to Sydney. And but give us a call. Jasmine's in the house. Jasmine the dog trainer. You can check her out at jasminethedogtrainer.com. But right now you can give her a call at 818-818-6401. And we want to talk to you about your pets. So pick up the phone and give us a call. Are you teasing my cat?
No, I made her sit for a treat.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
She will, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's well-behaved when she wants to be, especially if there's food in her face.
Yes.
But she has the biggest problem with show day because she does not want to give up the chair.
Yeah.
And I got her window seats. Loves the window seats. When I'm working in my office, she's in the window seats with the other cats.
But when we're here...
But when you're there, she has to have that chair. Yeah. It's like, nope. That's my chair, and you're not getting it.
She just gives me that stare like I'm not getting up.
Oh, she'll fight you for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to go over there and move her because she just doesn't want to get out of that chair. So it's, you know, it's she's a spoiled little kitty, but
I remember when
love
you first
so.
When you first adopted her, the first few shows, she was sitting in my lap the whole time, and we thought it's because she liked me. I think she liked the chair.
I don't know. Back then, I think she was getting adjusted to everyone.
Yeah, she was, like, being cuddly, I thought.
She fights with Lexi, one of our other producers. I don't know what the rivalry is there, but...
But then remember when I sat in your chair, because it was just us here, she wanted to be in the chair with me.
I will say one thing...
She just doesn't like you.
No, but it's interesting with this cat, because she's a all-black cat. Gold eyes, which, you know, the amber eyes, which are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But she is very much like, if I'm on my phone, she has to knock the phone out of my hand or put herself between me and the phone.
Yeah, she's like, you're bored? Pay attention to me.
And the thing is, like, she'll run in the room if she knows I'm talking. So when we're doing the show, I'm always talking, and she sits down there and usually stares at me 100%.
Smacks your arm.
Yep, she reaches up, wants attention. So she's definitely... But I love her. She's a good kitty. And she gets along with the other two. So that's a good thing, too. So, but, you know...
You think you'll keep her?
I think I'll keep her. I don't know if she'll keep me, but I think I'll keep her.
Well, I think she's already claimed you. She's your guard cat.
She is my guard cat. She's sitting on the floor, like, looking at the doorway, like, nobody goes near him. She's like my security cat.
Yeah.
I got to bring her if I go on location or something.
Right.
She'll fight anybody off that gets too close.
Literally.
Yeah. Hey, well, we're open to your training questions. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We're going to play the liar game. Haven't played that in a while. So if you want to win something, we have a lot to win here today. Play the liar game with us, and if you could tell us who's telling a lie with their fact, then you're a winner. So have some fun with this as well. The number is 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. We come back. We got a story from Devin. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, You want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
An exceptionally proud blue tick hound found himself stuck in a tree after chasing a cat. According to social media posts by Newport News Animal Welfare, the dog Tater showed the world that dogs can indeed climb trees if they are motivated enough. But the steadfast determination that landed Tater 20 feet above the ground on a tree branch did not equate to the ability to get back down to the ground. The Animal Welfare Agency said it appears that Tater is in a vicious chase after a cat escalated his pursuit to new heights, quite literally. Recognizing the gravity and the height of the situation, assistance from the Newport News Fire Department was requested. Station 2 firefighters were able to safely extricate Tater from his perch, noting that he was exceptionally proud and happily uninjured Boris the Cat, the feline, who prompted the tree-climbing escapade, was also observed in the tree just out of Tater's reach and apparently enjoying his superior tree-climbing skills. The animal welfare group said, "Today, the fire department learned that dogs can climb up trees. Tater learned that he can't climb down trees." And the animal welfare division learned what happens when you say the word quiet out loud. Thank you again, Newport News Fire Department. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. Reporting, I'm Devin Leach. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you were high class. Well, that was just a lie.
So, singing this is actually not Elvis, it's actually the guy that played Elvis, right?
Oh, in the movie?
Austin Butler.
Yeah, Austin Butler. He sounds good.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like Elvis.
He doesn't sound like him.
No.
but he does sound
it's
good,
close.
Though.
Yeah,
it's close.
Yeah, there's a closeness there. But the interesting part, Austin Butler, you're seeing him everywhere now, so he's become, you know, extremely popular since doing that Elvis movie. So, yeah, he's definitely out there. You're seeing him a lot more things. But
let the games begin!
So, this game is called the Liar Game. And one of us, out of us three, Devin, Jasmine, John, is telling a lie. And you've got to figure out who's lying. And if you know who's lying, you get to pick out a prize. A 5-pound bag of Pearl's Premium Grass Seed. Amazing grass seed. Stays green all year long. You can go with Vitacraft. We have lick and lap treats for your cats. Or you can go with Purr Sticks. Those are treats for your cats as well from Vitacraft. You can go with the collapsible water bowl in 4 different colors. We do have from Good Pets Foods. You can go with a 3-pack. To try, it's the Hip and Joint Plus, the Daily Probiotic, and the Daily Multivitamins, and these are chews for your dogs. Or you can go with a dog book, a cat book. We do have a turtle pendant jewelry, and we also have an Easy Walk harness for your dog in small medium for about a 25-30 pound dog. And the CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood, it's about reptiles, a music CD. If you can tell which one of us is telling a lie with their animal fact.
Now we're going to run a few tests. This is a simple lie detector. I'll ask you a few yes or no questions, and you just answer truthfully. Do you understand?
Yes. Sometimes grown-ups need to lie.
You're a big stupid liar.
You're a bald-faced liar.
Liar! Confess!
All I've ever known to be true is a lie.
Hi, liar!
You are a liar!
Liar!
So this is the liar game. If you know who is telling a lie out of Devin, Jasmine, or John, call 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize of your choice. Devin, what is your animal fact?
The group name for apes, shrewdness.
Jasmine?
The group name for bats is a colony.
And my fact is, what is the group name for camels? It's a squad. So who's lying? One of us three is telling a lie with their group name. Is it Devin?
Group name for apes is shrewdness.
And Jasmine?
What is the group name for bats? A colony.
And mine? What is the group name for camels? It's squad. So who's lying? One of us three is. And if you can pick out the liar at 818-818-6401, you can also pick out a prize. Compliments of the show and our sponsors and all. 818-818-6401. You can speak with Sydney now, give her a call, and say you want to play the game. 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call, and you might be a winner. Thank you, my minions. 818-818-6401. So who's lying? Is it Devin? Is it Jasmine? Or is it John? And like I said, you can pick out a prize of choice. So how is training going, Miss Jasmine? All is well?
Yes. I pretty much took this week off for my birthday. But, you know, it's going. I had a very interesting experience, actually, with a 160-pound Great Dane that I'm training. I got beat up, but she didn't beat me up. I put a gentle leader on the dog, and we were walking outside with it, and it was a brand new experience for her. We got to the sidewalk, and there was a giant black racer that was like 6 feet long. I'm terrified of snakes, so I screamed. I might have said some Donald Duck words flew out of my mouth. And I jumped backwards, and I startled the dog, and she started jumping in the air and bucking backwards, and she's 160 pounds. I'm 119 pounds. So I'm being pulled toward the snake that was on the ground. She didn't see the snake or anything, but I'm, like, freaking out because I cannot get this dog to, like,
Great Danes are big dogs.
Yeah, I couldn't get her to reel in. And so I'm trying to keep her from hurting herself. I'm firmly holding the leash. And then next thing I know, I look down. I'm standing on the snake. The snake is physically under my feet. It's coiled up on the ground. And my both of my feet are standing on top of this snake. And then I really let out some words. And I'm high-stepping. Their neighbors across the street have hilarious ring footage. And if you see that viral footage, you know what happened. There was a snake on the ground.
I hope somebody got it, because that would be funny. But with the black snakes, they're not poisonous.
I don't
care.
They're
not, like, poisonous or anything.
I don't care. A snake is a snake is a snake to me. I'm afraid of them. And
yeah, I don't like snakes either.
Yeah.
Well, you'd never want to be here on Gino's day, then.
Nope.
He brings them with him?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do
you, like, keep the cats out of the room?
No, the cats come in. He was actually with us last week, and he had a 6-foot snake with him.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I would have been outside.
The snake's name is Scar. It's a cool snake.
Right out there.
Have you touched it?
Oh, yeah. I've held it once or twice.
Ugh.
So I do worry about getting bit, but yeah, no.
I'm going to send you a bunch of videos of people handling snakes and the snake biting them.
Well.
That's, like, scary to me. Give me a Rottweiler, a Doberman, but not a snake.
So the liar game is out there. Call 818-818-6401 and play the game with us. It's either Devin, Jasmine, or John that's telling a lie. This is Talkin' Pets. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Greska's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Greska's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Walmart is in partnership with Virtual Veterinary Healthcare Platforms. POP has introduced a new pet telehealth benefit to its Walmart Plus members. The offering, which piloted as a limited-time benefit in 2023, will commence later this year, allowing its members 24/7 virtual access to veterinary professionals, according to the retailer statement. Our focus has always been on evolving Walmart in a way that puts our members first. Seeing how well received POP was as a limited-time offer, we knew it was a valuable addition that would enhance the Walmart experience, says Vanessa Yates, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Walmart. Plus, this new benefit illustrates our continued evolution as we strive to provide seamless, time-saving, and affordable solutions tailored to our members' needs. Key features of the members-only benefit include savings. POP is offered as a free pet telehealth service in the Walmart Plus Benefits Suite, saving members $99 on the cost of standalone POP membership. Expert support. Members are able to do virtual consultations and veterinary teams, including veterinarians and veterinary technicians. Around-the-clock access to vets. Offering includes unlimited on-demand virtual pet vet visits, either via text or video. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio.
Shuffle. No Cupid!
Walmart Shuffle. It's the Walmart Shuffle. Walmart Shuffle. Walmart Shuffle. Walmart
come on,
Shuffle.
Come on, come on. But I say no. They say what you doing, trying to do some cardio. And every Walmart that I go, roll back prices, hit the floor. They got a brand new dance, hey. You gotta move your muscle. Brand new dance, hey. Called a Walmart Shuffle. It don't matter if you're young or you're old, yeah. Here we go. We're gonna show you how it goes. To the right, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left.
So, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we got a player for the liar game. We'll give you the statements one more time, and Barb in Idaho is going to take a guess on who's telling a lie. So, first off, Devin, what is your animal truth?
The group name for apes is Shrewdness.
Jasmine?
What is the group name for bats? A colony.
And mine is, what is the group name for camels? Squad. So, Barb, out in Idaho. How are you, Barb?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Oh, somebody's driving. You're in the car, huh?
Yes. I drive for FedEx, so I'm always in the car.
FedEx. I see them quite often. So, let's see. Who do you think is lying? Do you think it's Devin, the devious Devin? Or do you think it's Jasmine, the jazzy Jasmine? Or is it me, plain John? Who is lying?
I believe it's you.
You think I would lie to you, Barb?
I do.
Well, congratulations, I was lying to you, Barb. A group of camels is actually called a caravan.
Yeah.
Yep, not a squad. So what do you want to go with? Do you have cats? I mean, we have cat treats from Vitacraft. We have a 5-pound bag of Pearl's Premium grass seed. We have the harness for a 30-pound dog. We have the Good Pets Foods. These are treat supplements, and they come in three different, like hip and joint, also multivitamin and daily probiotic. I have dog books. I have cat books. I have a turtle pendant, jewelry. What do you think?
How about the pearl grass seed?
The grass seed?
Yes.
Got that coming out to you. Stay on the line if you would, Barb. We'll get your address there in Idaho, and we're going to ship you out a 5-pound bag of Pearl's premium grass seed.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling and
Thanks,
playing
Barb.
Along.
Thanks, Barb. She's good.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, she knows her groups.
Yes.
So, but we're going to go to a story from Miss Jasmine.
Moi?
The birthday girl.
On May 19th, Officer Myron Woodson responded to a dog at large call. Officer Woodson found a small white dog who he deemed a danger to the public. After following the dog a short period of time, Officer Woodson made the decision to shoot and kill the 13-pound dog. The slain dog was Teddy, a 5-year-old blind and deaf Shih Tzu mix belonging to Nick Hunter. Teddy slipped out of his yard and was blindly trying to find his way home before someone phoned dispatch to let them know that a non-aggressive dog was loose. The city of Sturgeon had posted photos of Teddy on social media asking if anyone knew him. But Officer Woodson got to Teddy before anyone else. In video footage, Woodson can be heard saying, "I'm not going to let you bite me. You're looking all cray." Oh my gosh. A total of 3 minutes and 6 seconds occur in the video from when the officer first initially gets close to the animal and the first shot being fired. In less than 5 minutes, Officer Woodson decided to fatally shoot a small blind dog. Teddy was dead less than an hour from the time the person phoned dispatch to have him picked up. That person, who does not want to be named, told dispatch that the dog was not aggressive. It was sitting next to them, drinking some water while they waited for an officer to arrive. Teddy's distraught owner confronted the man who killed the pup, and the officer did not indicate that he thought Teddy was going to harm him and never mentioned the possibility of the dog being infected with rabies. He basically said, "What was I supposed to do?" The city released a statement about the deadly incident. The city said the officer feared being bitten and states Officer Woodson feared the dog was infected with rabies. The deadly situation has sparked widespread outrage in the city, and as word spreads about what happened, people across the nation have voiced their dismay and anger. If you are among the outraged, please add your name to the petition today at www.animalvictory.org. Visit talkingpets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I couldn't hear when you spoke to me. Now you're gone. Even when I had these feelings, words would gather in my chest, never be heard by you. Yeah. Deaf, dumb, and blind, caught up in myself, and he left me behind.
There's a song for everything.
Really?
So, I mean, I got to tell you, I saw the videos and the pictures. That policeman was not a tiny dude. And that dog was not a big dog. It's a Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
So, small dog, blind dog. I mean, the officer should have, like, guessed at first when the dog might have approached him and walked into a tree or a fence or something like that. And, of course, if the dog was deaf, it's not hearing him.
Right.
So I just don't understand why he would shoot a little dog like that.
Some people are
like
afraid. He's afraid of dogs.
Obviously.
Yeah.
A chihuahua probably would have ran after him, and he would have done the same thing.
Right.
But
it's just, what are you laughing about over there, Devin?
Because I've been attacked by Chihuahua, so I know. I've hopped on
a
truck.
Everybody
before.
Has.
Yeah.
They're no fear.
I grew up with Chihuahuas, and then I've got my little Chihuahua mixed monster at the house.
Monster.
Yeah. His name is Gizmo, and it's very fitting for him.
You ever see the? I like the ones with the hair, the long-haired Chihuahuas. I think they're really pretty.
They're so cute.
I like them. I think
I love Chihuahuas, but you know, a lot of times people just let them get away with murder. They don't give them rules because they're tiny and you can pick them up. And we didn't know what we were doing with the Chihuahuas that we had growing up. But that's why I'm a dog trainer, because I had a Chihuahua that would bite everybody that came in the house. We had to have her locked up in the laundry room, and sometimes people wouldn't realize somebody was at our house and open the door, and she would bite them.
The amazing part is, that with Chihuahuas, because you look at them and go, what's this dog going to do to me? You know,
it's going to tear those ankles up.
But that's true. I mean, because they have the personality of like a large Rottweiler, or whatever.
And it's usually fear aggression with them. They're afraid of everything because they're so tiny.
Is that why they shake all the time?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I just thought, you know, too many drugs in that dog's life.
No. Well, you know, some, like the teacup, anything, they're all messed up because you're breeding defective dogs. And sometimes they'll shake because they've got issues with, like, their heart or something.
So another thing that's going on in the news out there, amid the turmoil, thousands of animals were separated from their owners and trapped by the floods. Dramatic scenes of dogs struggling to save themselves by climbing onto the roofs of inundated houses, and firefighters rescuing stranded animals, including a horse called Caramello, captured headlines around the world, from Brazil. The floods and all, everything that's going on is just crazy.
It is.
You know, for us down here, and we do the show from Florida, it's almost reaching 100 degrees. And it's not even the summer yet. And then, you know, hurricane season is in our back pocket, which is frightening in itself. But even in India, their temperatures are like in the hundreds, 120s. People are dying on the streets because it's so hot in India. But I'm just going to say, there's those naysayers out there that don't believe in climate change.
There's no such thing as climate change, John.
But, you know, I mean...
the climate is changing. I don't know what else
to
say.
I mean,
it's very obvious.
When you see that the polar ice caps are melting, and, you know, and I just noticed...
What about that hailstorm that happened somewhere?
Size of, like, softballs?
It was like it snowed. It was so much hail that they were, like...
Yeah,
and it was in some place that it's not normal.
Well, take a look at the Midwest. All the tornadoes. I mean, it's known for tornadoes in the Midwest, but not like this.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still like freak out over the one that they showed on the news where it was one tornado. I think it might have been in Idaho or Iowa or something, and it broke off. It looked like a movie. It broke off into five separate tornadoes from the one tornado. It was the weirdest thing. You would think that it was CGI going on.
Yeah, that's scary.
But it was realistic. And, you know, and the one part lucky about it is the fact that a lot of people didn't die from all these, which is amazing considering what has happened. And it's so strange because one house could be totally no problem. The other house next door is gone.
Totally demolished. Yeah.
So, thank God for basements. That's all I can say. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call. 818-818-6401.
When it seems your friends desert you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
This is Fred Dreyer, the former Ram and heartburn hunter. When I started taking Balance 7 over 2 years ago, I immediately noticed my heartburn problems were gone. That's right. I slept better, felt healthier, had a better mental clarity, and my immune system has never been better. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Balance 7 user Frank.
Well, since I've been taking Balance 7, I've seen definite improvement in my endurance and my physical strength and my ability to do things. And we consider Balance 7 our miracle water.
Get your body's acid alkaline balance in shape. Try Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. 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 Code word Fred.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Vislas, Mia, and Kodak were taken to the Dove Lewis Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Hospital in Portland, Oregon, after owners suspected the pets may have accidentally ingested naproxen, a pain reliever potentially lethal to pets. Now, although the initial laboratory results from both a local clinic were the Vislas were initially brought and at Dove Lewis were normal, the family chose a proactive approach due to the uncertainty of whether one or both dogs ingested the medication and in what quantity? The Dove Lewis team used a dialysis technology called Total Plasma Exchange, TPE, to cleanse the two dogs' bloodstreams of possible toxins within several hours. Both Mia and Kodak responded exceptionally well to the TPE treatment, showing no subsequent organ damage and maintaining normal kidney function throughout their recovery, according to Lindsay McGuire. Additionally, the dogs reportedly displayed excellent appetite and normal behavior within days of the procedure. Having a dialysis machine is something that is rare for veterinary hospitals to have, but we're excited to be able to offer families a new way to combat pet toxin emergencies, says Dr. McGuire. Both dogs have since been released from the hospital. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. You know, I was going back to with the times that I was on dialysis, and like for about eight months or more, because I was on dialysis in the hospital for 3 months when I had kidney failure. And amazingly, you know, when I came home, I opted to go to this, you know, DaVita was the name.
Yeah, my mom did that.
Yeah, so you'd sit there for 4 hours, you know, every other day and have all your blood drained out and cleaned and then put back in, which, many times, you know, going in, you know, leaving dizzy, nauseated, tired. But I would sit there and work for 4 hours every day that I was, you know, hooked up to the machines.
Oh, goodness.
It was very tough. But the scariest part, I think, for me, though, was when I was in ICU, because basically I was here doing the show and I was dying on the air. And on that show, so the last hour of the show, my doctor was listening on the radio, and like he was so upset with me because I was supposed to go in, you know, myself on a Thursday, and the show was on Saturday. I said, "I'm doing my show," and
oh my goodness,
literally dying here in the last hour. And then when something happened that I'll never forget, basically I saw something leaving. I know it sounds so strange, but I saw something leaving my body. And at that point, I looked at everybody and said, "You need to take me to the emergency room right now." So I got there. They were already waiting for me at the hospital, and I got put into ICU. I was in there for a week and didn't expect to come out because everything was going wrong, you know, no kidneys and everything like that.
Yeah, all those toxins build up in your body. It makes you, like, delusional. Septic. And, yeah, my mom dealt with that.
So I had that. I had, you know, potassium building in the heart. I also had fluids in my lungs. So it was an interesting time. But the first time they...
How long ago was that?
4 years now, something like that.
Four years? It had to have been longer than that.
Four or five years.
It was before I came on the show.
Maybe 5 years. Wasn't that long ago.
Okay.
So probably maybe 5 years. But the first time I went to dialysis was at the hospital. And I'll never forget being taken down there. You know, they take you down in your bed. And, you know, when I got into this room, which I felt like it was in the basement, but
yeah.
I don't know where it was. But
it is in the basement.
but it was like, I was like, am I in the morgue? And then when I looked around, it looked like something out of like a horror film, because people just all hooked up to these machines laying there in beds.
Blood next to them. In the
Yeah. Things. And then it was like this one woman just started, I'll never forget, started screaming. And my nurse was like, she saw my face and I kind of went into a panic. I was like, I looked at my nurse and I was pretty calm, but I, you know, my face wasn't. And I said, is this going to be painful? And she says, no, you'll be fine. And she says that woman screams every day. I was like, okay, well, good to know.
Some people are very dramatic.
But it's interesting, though. I mean, my kidneys came back for some reason, and the doctors are still, you know, perplexed by it, which that doesn't happen. Once you're on dialysis, you're usually forever on dialysis.
That happened to my mom. Hers started working again after being on dialysis for a few months, and then they totally failed, like, 2 years later.
Don't jinx me.
No, I'm not jinxing you. You made it past that point.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's like, it's interesting, though, to see this Portland hospital, they, you know, out there, that they have a dialysis machine for animals. That's yeah. the first that I've heard of it. I don't know if there's more doctors out there that have it, but
my,
Portland,
cousin,
Oregon, they do.
My cousin, her dog's kidneys failed. It was this little poodle that we grew up with. Her name was Misty, and she was on dialysis for some months, and then my cousin was like, wait, this is very expensive. There wasn't any pet insurance back then because I was like a teenager.
But it's like, you know, the same thing with pre-existing. The problem was is that if you have any kind of pre-existing, pet insurance, to my knowledge, won't cover pre-existing because it is expensive.
Right.
But so, that was the same way with humans. But thank
yeah,
God for Obamacare. That's what I got put on.
That's what I've been telling my clients. Because, you know, I sell pet insurance as an insurance broker. And I'm like, what I've found is you have to get it before the animal is actually diagnosed with something.
Right. 100%. Hey, spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population. From all of us here, thanks for listening to this hour of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Bye,
bye, bye.
Bye.
Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by VitaCraft. VitaCraft is a 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will 100% fall in love with. You can almost get them to do anything with it. You can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can also find it in pet stores, but you can order it at Walmart.com. Pearl's premium ultra-low maintenance lawn seed, the greenest grass you'll ever grow, and you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at pearlspremium.com. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talkin'. We'll be playing the liar game in this hour where you have to tell who is telling the lie, actually. Is it Devin, Jasmine, or John? And if you know, you can win a prize, compliments of our sponsors in the show. Don't forget, check us out at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
Sniff, sniff, a waggle wag.
What do you do when you're a dog?
Sniff, sniff, a waggle wag.
When every day is super fun,
sniff, sniff,
will you go to the beach? Will you bark up a tree? What do you do when you're a dog?
Sniff, sniff, a waggle wag.
What do you do when you're a dog?
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Soak up a sunny afternoon.
Sniff, sniff.
Sidewalk sniffing, some fetching, and frisbee catching. I'm a dog, you're a dog, I'm a dog. And you know what I like most in the world is someone who'll take me outside. We'll walk around and we'll see what we see. Bet you will find me a squirrel up a tree. That's what you do.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Jasmine.
My name is Bonzo, and today is a very, very special day. Because today is somebody's birthday.
Oh, it is?
No, 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 no.
Is it Donald Duck?
No, no, no.
Thank you.
No, 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 you guys. It's Jasmine's birthday. And we're gonna sing the birthday song, okay?
Okay!
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
And stamp your feet.
Stamp your feet.
Let everybody know that it's your birthday treat. Shake your bum.
Shake your bum.
And sing along. Cause everybody's gonna sing your birthday song.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Everybody sing and dance along. Everybody sing their birthday song. Okay, everybody, do you want to sing some more?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Are you sure?
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Yeah! I don't think Jasmine can breathe.
I can't.
Jasmine.
My face hurts.
Happy birthday, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Drinks on us.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Happy birthday to Jasmine. She's just turning 29.
Yes, forever.
Oh, my nose just grew. Ooh.
Your what?
My nose.
You said news.
He said news.
So. Okay.
I cannot, like, what is this supposed to taste like?
I can't say that on the air.
So,
happy birthday.
Thank you. I can't.
I think it's pumpkin spice is what it's actually supposed to taste like.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't taste pumpkin.
I'm not mistaken. It's like a pumpkin thing. I'll Google it.
It's
Daddy Google.
It's rum chata is basically what you're drinking. So cheers. Happy birthday, girl.
Thank you.
John Lockhart out there says nice and happy birthday.
Thanks, John.
On Facebook Live.
Let's see. Rum chata is sweet, smooth, and creamy with a sultry underlying taste of cinnamon and a hint of vanilla.
Okay.
Okay, I could taste that.
Yeah.
Where'd you get pumpkin from?
Well, they do have a pumpkin one, though.
Oh.
So. But this ain't it.
I don't like pumpkin, so... I was like, maybe this is pumpkin, what pumpkin tastes like.
Pumpkin
I don't know.
Is really good in terms of if you have flatulence.
Well, oh.
You remember Thanksgiving?
It's good for dogs. If your dog has farting problems,
pumpkin is really good for like constipation and diarrhea.
Yeah.
Because it's fiber.
It helps to cut back on the...
I didn't know that. Yeah, okay. We didn't need that. We didn't need that part.
I think you had a couple shots of rum chata out there.
Yeah, no, just the one.
I walked in the kitchen and he had the bottle turned up. No.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
It was pretty much like a double, though, that's for sure. So, in the news out there, I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but a third human case of H5 bird flu tied to the ongoing U.S. outbreak in cattle has been detected in a farm worker in Michigan. Now, state health authorities confirmed this this past week. The unnamed individual worked on a dairy farm and was in close contact with infected cows, according to the state health department. So
what happened? Do they need to trace all the milk that came from those cows?
Well, the problem is that now that it's not just found in birds, and chicken farms have been, you know, devastated by the disease, now they're finding it in cattle. And Lord forbid all these herds of cattle.
So the cattle have bird flu.
Right. And if one cow has it, there's a good chance it's going to pass it on to other cows.
Right.
Which means that whole herd has to be put down.
And then humans can get it. Can humans get it from the meat?
They got it from the cows.
I know, but my question is...
Just workers. But it's in the meat. It is in the meat.
So we could get... Great.
They said that they found it in meat, but one of the bigger parts, they found it in milk. Now, if it's pasteurized milk...
Milk, like what's in the drink that we just drank?
Really? So if we all start trying to fly, we know we have a problem. But the thing is that they found it in unpasteurized milk, like raw milk.
Yeah.
Don't drink it. They're saying...
I wouldn't. It still has...
Well, it's not pasteurized. It's not cooked. But the thing is that they are finding it in cooked pasteurized milk as well, but they're saying that the virus is, there's cells in there, but they're dead.
I don't drink milk, but I love cheese.
So, that opens up a whole new dairy farm right there with cheese and everything else. But right now, it's the fingers are pointed at the chickens. They're pointed at the cows. They're pointed at the milk.
How do they even...
And then the other thing, too, is that you don't see a lot of zoonotic diseases that go from animal to humans, but this one is. It's jumping.
That cow disease didn't it?
It went from chickens to cows, now to cows to humans.
Right, but didn't mad cow disease go to humans too?
I think so as well. So, but that kind of came and disappeared. That was out
so
there.
So did swine flu because it's a never mind.
Well, swine flu, they did have to kill a lot of pigs.
Anyway.
And you know, it's bad for the farmers because
it's just really interesting how this stuff just comes out of nowhere and then it's like, oh.
Well, you kind of wonder if it's been out there all this time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just surviving with it, depending on people's immune systems. But if you're immune compromised or you're older, you probably stand a much bigger chance of getting something than, of course, someone that's not compromised or not an older person. But, you know, it's just the thing is, just be careful and keep your eyes on the news because... I just feel bad for the farmers because of the fact that, you know, if they've got to start killing cattle, it's bad enough for these farmers that had to kill all their chickens. And you're talking thousands on thousands.
Right, but that's what insurance is for.
Yeah, but read the fine print. We all know how that is once you go to collect.
Yeah.
So, but once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Happy birthday, Jasmine.
Thank you.
29.
Yeah.
You gotta say it with more conviction.
My news is growing.
Your news is growing.
Once again, from Pinocchio, this is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy, or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
A Texas animal shelter is hoping to find a home for a special needs cat who has no eyes. This week, the Gulf Coast Humane Society posted photos of Hardaway, writing, "Meet Hardaway. This special little guy may not have his sight, but he's got vision for a loving forever home." Hardaway has been in our care for over 2 months, recovering from a double eye removal after being found on the streets, suffering and alone. Hardaway is not only blind, but he also has been diagnosed with feline leukemia and feline it's a virus. The Animal Welfare Agency writes, "Although this may sound scary, with a little extra care, Hardaway can still live a happy and fulfilling life, but must be the only feline in the house. Hardaway has health challenges, but they have not hampered his sweet spirit." The shelter said Hardaway's heart is full of love to give. He's a little warrior who has faced so much, but still purrs louder than any other cat in the shelter. Please help him find a loving home. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family reporting. I'm Devin Leach.
Hardaway.
There's truly a song for everything.
Yeah,
this cat's name is Hardaway, and the song is Hardaway.
You find the songs.
You know, the funny part is there's that big dramatic pause by Devin during the story.
And sorry.
It's because he got stuck on feline immunodeficiency virus, which is, you could have just said FIV. Most people would have understood.
You should have typed FIV.
I probably should have.
Now we know, you know.
So, but Hardaway is at, you know, basically at this clinic. So if anybody wants to adopt them, it's the address is 3118 Cabanas Road in Corpus Christi, Texas. You can find Hardaway there, the Gulf Coast Humane Society. So, so many animals need a home.
Sad.
On a funnier note,
when are we buying a farm?
I love Larry. Larry on Facebook, on our Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio. I still laugh when I read it. Being 29 is fantastic, he said. And he said she's been 29 for 30 years. How many years has it been for you now, Jasmine?
10. Just 10.
That's pretty good.
Going on 11.
I'm not even going to say me.
Five for me.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you're a baby.
Baby. Still in diapers.
I'm not saying
the ones I wear. Here we go.
Let the games begin!
So we're going to play the liar game. And the way that this works is that the three of us in the studio, Devin, birthday girl, Jasmine, or me, John, we're going to give you facts, animal facts. But one of us is lying. So if you know who's lying, call us at 818-818-6401, and you could pick a prize. We have the Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks from Vitacraft for your cats. My cats love them. A 5-pound bag of Pearl's Premium Grass Seed. You can go with that. We have dog books, cat books. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, about reptiles. We have a collapsible water bowl in 4 different colors. We also have a harness, Easy Walk harness, for a 30-pound dog. And we do have, from Good Pets Foods, you can go with Hip and Joint Plus, Daily Probiotic, and Multivitamin Treat Supplements for your dogs. You could try those. And we do have a turtle pendant as well. It's jewelry. If you could tell, of us three, who is telling a lie.
Now we're going to run a few tests. This is a simple lie detector. I'll ask you a few yes or no questions, and you just answer truthfully. Do you understand?
Yes. Sometimes grown-ups need to lie.
You're a big stupid liar.
You're a bald-faced liar.
Liar! Confess!
All I've ever known to be true is a lie.
Hi, liar!
You are a liar!
Liar!
So, who's telling a lie with their animal fact? Devin, what is yours?
What is the group name for cats? Clowder.
Jasmine?
What is the group name for elephants? A herd.
And this is my fact. What is the group name for foxes? It's actually called a skulk. So who is lying? Is it Devin? Is it the birthday girl?
Dun, dun, dun.
Liar! Is it her? Or is it John?
You can't believe anything that comes out of John's mouth.
I mean,
whatever.
History has shown us that you are a liar.
My problem is I can't lie. I don't know what my deal is. I never can. So, Devin, what's your fact again?
What is the group name for cats? It is a clowder.
Jasmine?
What is the group name for elephants? A herd.
And mine is, John, what is the group name for foxes? It is a skulk. Who is telling the lie? 818-818-6401. Play with us. We want to play with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Coochie, coochie, coo.
That's the rum shot.
It is. Is.
No more for you.
So who's telling a lie? Is it Devin? Is it Jasmine? Or is it John? 818-818-6401. Give us a call and pick out the liar. Devin, one more time.
What is the group name for cats?
It is a clouder.
Jasmine.
What is the group name for elephants? A herd.
John. Yes, that's me. What is a group name for foxes? Skulk. Who's lying? 818-818-6401. Call, and you could be a winner of a prize if you know who the liar is. So pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. You know, there's a lot of stories we don't cover on the show, but they're on the website. So if you want to check them out, like the Humane Animal Bond Research Institute hosting a spring policy forum, that's posted there on the site under news. You can also check out the Helen Woodward Animal Center, and there's an event that they have going on for military funds. Also, if you want to find out, a new USDA animal disease traceability rule requires that livestock animals be officially identified before they are moved across state lines. You can find that story out too. Sexually intact beef cattle have to be 18 months of age or older. And there's a lot more to that story. The AKC, they've actually the dog registry. Some information about that is on there. And the Animal Welfare Act. We also have the Tailtown Cat Cafe. And out of Washington, Pennsylvania, we have April Sloan has been arrested, facing felony animal charges for starving her adopted dog.
Ugh.
More stories for you to check out at Talkin' Pets Radio.
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
With a recent study revealing cat ownership is on the rise, Trupanion aimed to shed light on some common concerns these new cat owners may face. There has been an increase in cat ownership in the past 5 years, and in 2023, 24% of United States households owned at least one cat. Of that, 24% of households nationwide, half of them own more than one cat. I've got three. The number of insured pets have also increased over the past 5 years. Dogs make 82% more unexpected veterinary visits compared to cats. While there are a multitude of reasons cats may be less likely than dogs to visit the vet, one such reason is that cats tend to hide their pain and discomfort, which can mask signs of illness. This makes regular vet visits important for cats to ensure they receive the necessary care and health checks they may not show that they need. Some common facts. The most common cat names for insured cats are Luna, Oliver, and Leo. Highest cat populations for members are in Ontario, Canada, and California. In 2024, 35% of cat owners have two or more cats insured. In 2023, the most popular cat breed was the Ragdoll, with the Maine Coon following in second place. So far in 2024, Maine Coon is the most popular, and Ragdoll is in second place. Record highest single invoice was paid for a cat was in 2017 and totaled $53,000 for treatment of periodontitis. So, the most common claims for feline patients: renal failure, vomiting, diarrhea, diabetes, hyperthyroidism, urinary tract infection, inflammatory bowel disease, lymphoma, mast lesion, and gastroenteritis. With these claims, the average veterinary invoice for lymphoma cases estimates at $600. The average invoice for vomiting approximates about $450. And the average invoice for a mast lesion approximates for $400. Do you want to be a cat owner or a dog owner? The dog sees the vet more often. They get in more trouble. Cats, it's a life of their own.
Pet insurance.
There you go. I'm John Patch.
You ask, what is love? Well, I have a love. Yes, I have a love for cats. I love cats, and that's why I'm the guy who looks up at the sky and says, I love cats. When I think of a cat, there's a feeling inside.
Dozens of retired canines who gave their life to law enforcement or military duty were recently found living in squalor in the Haven, where they were supposed to be enjoying the twilight of their non-working life. According to Pennsylvania SPCA, over the course of the past several months, nearly 30 German Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, and Labrador Retrievers were taken into the care of the Bureau of Dog Law, conducting a routine inspection at Canine Hero Haven, a rescue organization in Northumberland County. The Animal Welfare Agency explains the dogs' kennels were covered in feces and blood in their water bowls were green from lack of cleaning. Bodies that were once lean exuded strength, now withered away with untreated medical conditions. But what was supposed to be a haven for these heroes ended up being the very opposite. After months of caring for the neglected dogs, the rescue's owner finally pleaded guilty to animal cruelty, and her kennel license was revoked. Even more cruelty charges have since been submitted to the district attorney's office. The agency is working hard to find homes for these retired canines, homes where they will be treated with love and dignity. While the case continues, our focus is ensuring the best outcome possible for the dogs in our care. Many have already found homes, some with their previous handlers. They've gone as far as Alaska, Arkansas, and some have stayed close to home. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
You know, every day a dog dies. They're not meant to live long lives. The sweetest of animals to enter this earth. They're so loyal to us humans. Time spent since their birth is dedicated to the loyalty and bringing us joy. And in return, we give back when they bring us a toy. That's why it breaks my heart to see a dog get returned to a shelter or a foster. Got to stop, people learn, do your research. Make the process slow, take it steady, and be confident. And success will make its way when you're ready. So why even get a dog just to take it back? Already the shelters need some help.
help and that just makes them pack. Imagine falling in love, you'll put no one above. But still, they kick you out, take your heart, and then they make a crack. Let's try to make a pact.
You know what I think is interesting, and this song kind of reiterates it in a way, but could you imagine if all of a sudden you're dating someone, or you're married to someone, you don't like that person, you don't get divorced, you don't break up, you take them to a shelter and put them in a cage until somebody else wants them. Because that's basically what you're doing with a dog or a cat or whatever. Is, you know, you had the love for that animal.
Can we open a place like that? Yeah.
Jasmine's excited over here.
Hey, I can think of one or two that I've dated I'd like to put in a cage.
We're just kidding.
Yeah.
Don't come check our closet.
What's down in that room at the end of the hall? Wouldn't you like to know?
Neither of us have garages or basements, so
snort.
It's just, yeah, let's just go ahead and give that disclaimer. We don't have basements and we don't have garages.
True. But we do have Ram Chada.
We have a chicken coop.
You know, I just thought of something. Your cake, I got your cake, and I know you have to have gluten-free, and it's gluten-free. I didn't even think about it. I'm at the place, and I'm like, could you put Happy Birthday Jasmine on it? She's like, yeah, what color? And I don't know. I went with yellow.
Yeah.
I mean, do you like yellow?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah, yellow.
But I put yellow. And but then I'm looking at your cake here, and I'm like, is that gluten-free icing?
Oh, the icing is usually gluten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure, because else you're going to be wiping that cake off.
Yeah.
So, okay. Basically,
all right, ladies, let's play ball.
And gentlemen, so we're playing the liar game. We're looking for someone to play with us. Come on, play with us. 818-818-6401. Devin, what is your truth?
What is the group name for cats? It is a clowder.
Jasmine, what is your truth?
What is the group name for elephants? A herd.
And mine, John... My truth is, what is the group name for foxes? It's a skulk. But who's lying? Because someone is not correct. Someone is telling a lie. Is it Devin in the bathroom with the toilet plunger?
What?
Is it Jasmine in the kitchen with the cake cutter? Or is it John? No, I don't know. I've got everything.
With the Ram Chada. Yeah.
So somebody's lying. It's Devin, Jasmine, or John. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401 if you know who is telling a lie. You know, Devin, you sent me a story this week about, now get this, this woman has a dog, right? She decides to drop the dog off at a shelter. And mainly because the dog had an illness. What was it, Devin?
It was like a neurological... The vet told her it was like a neurological...
Disease.
Yeah.
And it was going to cost thousands on thousands in order to save the dog. Well, she took it to the shelter to be euthanized.
No, but why wouldn't you want to be with your dog?
So, that's where it gets tricky.
Well, she drops it off. And what happened is, the shelter found out it wasn't what the woman thought. And they ended up treating the dog for something else. And the dog was fine. So the shelter put the dog up for adoption. Meanwhile, the woman found out, right?
Yeah.
And
they wouldn't let her.
About a year later, and wanted the dog. And they wouldn't give it back to her.
Well.
I wouldn't give it back to her either.
No, because you know what? If you feel like your dog is at the end of their life, don't drop them off at a shelter to be euthanized. Be with them when they're euthanized. Don't leave them alone. That's really messed up.
So I guess in the story, it says that the shelter's policy is that she couldn't be there when the dog was euthanized.
Okay, so she wasn't allowed to be there.
Because she surrendered it.
Right.
Because she didn't want to pay the amount that it would have cost to do it at a vet, not the shelter.
But the other thing, too, though, is that... granted, it's a lot of money, and a lot of people don't have a lot of money. But the thing is, she didn't get... I'm assuming she didn't get a second opinion. And if you've got a dog that has a certain condition, or a cat, or whatever kind of pet you have, I would definitely get a second opinion if somebody's telling you, like, oh, it has this, and it's going to cost $20,000, you know, for dot, dot, dot. Well, most people... don't have $20,000 in their pocket.
Right, true.
So decisions have to be made.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I don't think she even got a second opinion or looked at it that way. She found out from her vet that this is what's going on, and apparently it wasn't. And then once the dog was fixed, she wanted it back. So, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Well, you surrendered the animal, so there's no legal obligation for anybody to give it back to you.
Right. I mean, but, you know, it's kind of like when you're dating someone, all of a sudden they want to come back to you. No, you're in that cage.
No take backsies.
Stay in the cage and eat dog mush.
No take backsies. No, thank you.
You guys are getting an interesting visit on Monday from the FBI.
What's in that room at the end of the hallway? Why is there a lock on it?
Why do we hear a faint scream?
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. You guys are... We're really going to get a visit now. Great.
Hey, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Tell us who's telling a lie with their animal fact. It's Devin, Jasmine, or myself, John. 818-818-6401. That is the number. You know, the statistics come out on... Have you ever thought about being a postal worker?
No.
Devin?
You mean, like, have I ever considered being a postal worker?
She said no, quit.
I know, she was fast on that.
Both of my parents, they met at the post office. They both worked at the post office.
I was going to say, they met at the post office.
Were they mailing
okay,
letters?
Okay, so they actually, I know.
They worked together in the post office. So they didn't do deliveries. They worked, like, in, you know, inside of the building or whatever. But no, yeah, I've never considered working for the post office.
I did, actually. I've thought about it. But the thing is that I would be a little weary about walking up into someone's yard when there's a dog in it. So
carry cookies.
The top 10 cities of last year that had the most bites on postal workers, Los Angeles, number one. Houston, number two. Chicago, number three. St. Louis, number four. Cleveland, number five. San Diego, number six. Dallas, number seven. Cincinnati, number eight. Philadelphia, number 9, and Columbus, number 10. Now, when they take surveys like this, you kind of got to look, too, also at the size of the cities. Bigger right. cities have more people, have more animals. But Portland was number 20, and it was tied with Tulsa and Detroit. So the weird part is I don't even see where we're broadcasting from, except for Miami. Miami was 18. Apparently, Tampa's pretty good.
That's because they don't get out of the truck because it's so hot.
Yeah, that's true. That is
well,
true.
You're also, some of those places, people leave their dogs in the yard, and here it's too hot for that.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24-7, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
The largest and most complete Stegosaurus fossil ever found is expected to fetch up to $6 million when it is sold at the Star Lot in Sotheby's Geek Week auction this summer. At 11 feet tall and more than 20 feet long, the virtually complete fossil, which has been nicknamed Apex, is more than 30% larger than Sophie, the previously most intact Stegosaurus specimen, which was on display in London's Natural History Museum. Cassandra Hatton, the global head of science at Sotheby's, said, "Apex marks an incredibly important milestone as simply one of the best fossils of its kind ever unearthed." Stegosaurus is one of the most universally recognizable dinosaur species, whose unmistakable silhouette has been a source of fascination and wonder for generations. Through the careful process of evacuation, preparation, and installation, Apex sets a new standard for all future discoveries of this magnitude and further reinforces the enduring appeal of Stegosaurus and its vaulted status in popular culture. With an auction estimate of $4 million to $6 million, it may become one of the most valuable dinosaur fossils ever sold at auction. The record is held by Stan, a T-Rex skeleton auctioned off by Christie's for $31.8 million in 2020. However, the dinosaur auction market was plunged into crisis in 2022 when Christie's was forced to call off the auction of another Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton called Sheen, just days before it was due to go under the hammer, after a well-known paleontologist raised concerns that parts of the specimen looked too familiar or similar to Stan. Apex was discovered by the commercial paleontologist Jason Cooper in the Morrison Formation in Moffat County, Colorado, near the town of Dinosaur, in May 2022. The Apex fossil shows no signs of combat or predation related to injuries. However, evidence of arthritis indicates that it lived to an advanced age. It also has an impressive femur length of 45 inches. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Join us at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
We've seen some pretty cool dinosaurs so far. Edward has things all over his back.
My back is covered in flakes. My tail is covered in spikes. And that's why I look great. When I'm rocking the mic, I'm a Stegosaurus. What's up, yo? I may have a small brain and move pretty slow, but I've got a spiky tail and I can swing and attack. And I've got all these plates on top of my back. Not plates for food, dude. They're part of my body. They make me attractive. I'm kind of a hottie. I can use my plates for attractive mates, so we can go out on Stegosaurus dates. I also use my plates to generate...
I think everybody loves dinosaurs. I do. I think they're so cool.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I wouldn't want to be chased by a T-Rex.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Hey, you never know. Science is trying to bring back the woolly mammoth.
I didn't need them to bring back pterodactyls.
Well, what?
Yeah.
Why? No. They fly.
Oversized bats? No.
Yeah, I would want to train one.
No.
wait. Have you not watched any of the Jurassic Park movies?
But that's
it
fiction.
Does not work.
That's fiction.
That is what's going to happen.
They're man-eaters, and they fly and carry you away. No.
They're going to find out real quick where they're at.
I can teach it to carry me where I need to go.
Oh, it's going
to
carry you somewhere.
I think I'd rather be chased by a T-Rex.
I'll teach it a reliable drop it command.
She's going to go, no.
Drop it.
No. Look, you taste good. Gluten-free.
Did pterodactyls have teeth or beaks?
They have beaks.
Oh, okay.
And I would imagine there's probably teeth in there.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
Scientists, they'll try to make it with teeth, so.
Hey, so that we've got 2 minutes if somebody wants to answer who is telling a lie with their animal fact. And Devin, what is yours?
What is the group name for cats? It is a clowder.
Jasmine?
What is the group name for elephants? A herd.
And mine is, what is the group name for foxes? A skulk. So call. And you can win something.
Win a prize.
You can. You can win a prize. We have things.
We got the stuff.
And I'll tell you what they are if you call and win. So who's lying? Devin, Jasmine, or John? But one of us is telling a lie. So if you know what it is, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Devin.
It's John.
It's Devin. It's Devin.
History has shown us today.
Maybe it's John is the liar. Maybe it's the birthday girl, the one that... You know.
The one with the halo on her head?
The one that just turned 29.
The one with the halo on her head? And
devil
the
horns,
that
yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see the halo?
Yeah, no.
Devil horns.
Yep.
No.
So who's lying? Pick up the phone, give us a call. You've got a couple minutes here, about a minute or so. 818-818-6401. Take a guess and you can win a prize. But, so Miss Jasmine, again, because people are getting such hot temperatures around the country,
mm-hmm.
Best time to walk your dog if you want to take him out?
Early morning or later in the evening after the sun has been down for at least a couple of hours.
Unless you're going to take him like in a park or where there's grass or something like that, it's a little better if you got to...
Still, you want to avoid midday,
right,
for sure.
No, but if they got to go, they got to go, for yeah. One thing. But
a quick potty break...
I wouldn't take them out on pavement.
Guess what? They have things now that I've seen where it's a mobile dog treadmill. And so you can hire this company to pull into your driveway. And
oh,
your
I
dog
saw
can
that.
Run on a treadmill in their van, and it's air conditioned so that they're getting their exercise. Even though it's hot, they can still get their energy out. That's great for these dogs here.
But you're taking them out to go poo or pee. Where are they pooping or peeing? On the treadmill?
No, you take them for a potty
go
break
bad
on
real
the grass.
Quick.
I know.
This is for exercise, not for potty break. You're not putting them in these people's van to potty on the treadmill. That would be a mess.
Well, we got Larry out there in Marina, California before we close the show. Larry, how are you, Larry?
Hi, John. Great. Glad
Good.
To talk to you guys. I hate to say it, but I think you're a liar.
Who is?
You are.
You're a liar, John.
Why am I always picked as a liar?
Listeners love you, John.
I am not the liar.
Missed it by that much.
Larry, take one more guess.
Well, it'd be elephant in a herd, then.
You're right. I was the liar.
So what is it? It's not herd.
It's a parade.
I knew that. So, Larry, stay on the line. We got to okay. say goodbye, but let Sydney know what you want. So just pick it out. We'll send it over to you. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population. Sorry, Larry, but you know how it is. That music means so long, farewell, goodbye. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in.
Happy birthday, Jazz.
Happy birthday, Jazz.
Thank you.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.